All right, let me let Jeff Alpert in so I could talk to him for about, so he's gonna be on for like for about 20 minutes, Harry. You know, yeah. He's not gonna go past the 10 o'clock hour. So I'm gonna have him on to talk about the New Haven Scholarship Fund. It'd be nice to see him. We talked about him at the top of the hour, so it'd be good to see him again. He's gonna be my annual guest. Hey Jeff, unmute yourself. Unmute yourself.
There I am. I'm unmuted now.
Good morning. Nice Good to morning. Have you back.
Well, thank you very much. You're looking Harry well.
Harry and I was talking about when you first started coming on the show. I think your first appearance was 2019. And so you're going to be like my annual guest every time this year. So that means you have to come on next year this time to talk about.
Oh, sounds good to me.
The New Haven Scholarship Fund.
Thank you.
How are you? It's nice to see you.
Good. Let's see you too. You been in touch with Kenny at all?
You know what? I talked to him. I sent him a text letting him know that you were on this morning. And I know it's very early out there. So he'll probably watch this after the fact. I said, listen, I know it's early for you, but Jeff is coming on my show. I just wanted you to know. And he texted me back, you know, hi, how you doing? Thank you. And so he'll probably listen to this later.
Oh, good.
I don't believe he'll be up now listening.
You never know. You know, the kids can wake him up. There's a good possibility for that.
I know. Those girls are so big now. I was like,
no, they look great.
They are great. Beautiful. Beautiful. Those cherubs are beautiful.
They look like their mom.
Well, they look like I see him too. Like I see him too. You know, so and I'm so glad that he's got these. He's like a dad, a girl dad. Do you know what I mean?
Oh no, he's a great parent. That's for sure. There's not
he's
a doubt.
He's a girl dad. I love that. I love that he's a girl dad. You know.
So I tried to get Jim Barber to come on, but he's got another meeting with the Board of Ed. So that was He called me last night and said that he wouldn't be able to make it. But
well, that's all right.
He was in the wings.
That's all right. So the New Haven Scholarship Fund, how old is it?
62 years old.
Wow.
Started in 1959. Mm-hmm. A woman named Jean Lovell, who was a math teacher at Hill House, and she realized that there were kids in her class that could go to college, you know, certainly had the academic capability, but lacked the financial resources to do so. So she started a scholarship way back then. Since then,
I just love that ordinary people can do extraordinary things.
Yeah. Well, it's good to have good news.
Yes. And how much was the first scholarship? Do you know? Do you remember?
$400. Well,
oh, my gosh.
Well, it was $400 is what they collected. She put in $400 from herself, and then she raised $400 from her friends, and eight kids went to Southern for a year. So see how times have changed?
Oh,
so
my
that was
$800. Can you imagine?
Yeah, it changed pretty significantly.
And so how much money have y'all raised to date?
Are you talking about for this year or overall? Overall,
well, for overall and then for this year.
Overall, about $10 million.
That's a lot. From a $400 investment.
Yes. And, you know, we've been able to help out over 9,000 kids.
So, I was one of them. I'm one of those kids.
Really? Come on. Were you?
Yes. I got a New Haven scholarship. Yes, I did.
I didn't know that. I don't think that came. Maybe it did come out last time we talked, but
it did. It comes up every time. You just don't remember it. But and I remember going to the event on the green. It was held on the green. I think one of the churches on the green.
Yes, it is. Yep.
Yes. I remember going. I remember getting dressed up and going and accepting my scholarship.
Yeah, I wasn't part of the organization back then, but it's
no,
a
was
wonderful.
Probably a kid too. I mean, we're about the same age, so you had to be like a kid too.
Yeah, I graduated Hill House 65.
Okay, no. This was 81. So you probably yeah, was not, just working in
close.
A different career.
Yeah, there you go.
So
are we
right,
live
so,
now? That
was, yes, we are.
We're
live. Yes,
oh, no
yes.
Kidding. Oh, that's really yes. Good. So Cash.
Yes, we are live. We are brought. We're live streaming across Facebook, YouTube, Twitter,
nice.
Twitch.
Oh, and, we'll be famous.
And 103.5 WNHH. So yeah, so,
that's
yeah,
great.
Yeah.
Just to extol what happened last year, even though you know COVID was predominant in our community, mm-hmm. we weren't able to have an award ceremony like we usually do, which is you know what you were talking about in terms of you know your participation, and that's a wonderful thing for families to recognize the hard work of these kids. Is we still gave out over $400,000
wow.
To 300 kids. So part of that was first year kids. Most of it was for them, $326,000. And the rest of it came from continuing scholarships. So we'll support kids beyond that. And I think it's important to note that if anyone who's listening now has a kid in the New Haven public school system, who's a New Haven resident, it's important that they go on our website, which is www.newhavenscholarshipfund.org, and apply. And the deadline for applications is the 15th. And since nobody's in school, it's making it harder for us to get the number of applications that we usually get.
Now, so have you had conversations with the Board of Ed or schools directly? Like, because, I mean, teachers are still teaching. Like, they're having virtual classes. So how does information get to them? Do they have a newsletter, a virtual newsletter? Like, how are they assisting you in getting this information out?
Well, Dr. Tracy is part and parcel, you know, of our outreach. And then all the guidance counselors in all the high schools have gotten messages, and so have all the principals. So the principals know, the guidance counselors know. And I can imagine that it's probably more difficult. Uh-oh. Harry, what'd you do?
He's putting up the scholarship fund.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Harry. So
you know, we are high class operation over here, Jeff.
You sure are. Look the way you did that. I'm going, where'd I go? So, you know, with that information out there and the fact that the kids aren't in school, so a guidance counselor can't pull them out of class and get them, it's much more difficult. And our application process has been lower than it usually is. And so I'm encouraging anybody who has a kid who, you know, would like to go to either a technical school or a community college or a college university to apply. Almost everybody will get a scholarship who applies.
And what is the average scholarship amount?
Last year, the top amount was $2,000. And then
a lot of money.
Well, I mean,
that's a nice sum of money.
I'd like it to be $4,000, but, you know, I'm working the community to try and make that happen too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So. Okay. And now I believe our friend Ken, their family had a scholarship.
They did for his dad, a name scholarship. So there are levels of scholarship. There's a name scholarship for $1,000, which means that the individual who gets it knows a little bit about you and the person that you're honoring. And then there's the endowed scholarship, which is $10,000. And that means that someone is honored every year until this organization collapses, which they don't ever see happening.
Nope.
So it's a forever scholarship. And that means that person, you know, whoever you honored someone will receive that scholarship. And then that scholarship, you know, will have a name on it and information that you want to tell about who the person is you're honoring or people. So
and so is the Tulo scholarship still a thing? Is it still an ongoing scholarship or was it for just to memorialize his dad?
No, it was memorialize his dad. Yeah, it was. Okay. It didn't reach the $10,000 mark.
Okay. Well, I still think that was a lovely thing to do.
Oh, it's wonderful. And Val and Kenny's mother and both were able to present that to the individual who got the scholarship. So they came up on stage, you know, when the person got it and they handed the scholarship to him.
Very nice. Very nice. So you said the numbers are down. Is that typical? Because people are applying, they get to apply now, right? Go to the website, apply now. Well, and I think, you know, because everybody's virtual, it's a little challenging. Is there a conversation about extending that deadline or you just hold to it and just step up recruitment?
Well, we'll see what the number, see, you know, with increased amount of push to the schools and the guidance counselors, we'll see what happens. And I called a guidance counselor just the other day and she said, well, getting the information from the kids and the essays has been challenging. Mm-hmm. So we're just hoping that, you know, there's a small delay. There's probably about 35 applications and we usually get over 200. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's down. And your idea about maybe extending that deadline is something that we'll talk about at our March meeting, which is the second Tuesday of the month.
Okay. Okay. Well, I mean, you know, I mean, these are extraordinary times. And I'm hearing this everywhere. I mean, I had a Patricia Melton on New Haven Promise.
Yeah.
And they were having the same, you know, concerns about numbers of kids applying for the Promise Scholarship.
That's right.
Down. And I mean, we know why. It's the pandemic and access to computers and people, you know, on top of all the other things that they have to do online, that kind of thing has been challenging. So,
For sure.
You're not alone. You're not alone in this. So it's not like, oh, nobody wants a New Haven scholarship. They do. They just, so many barriers, I think, has been presented because of
this pandemic. Point. That's a real good point, Babs, a real good point. The other part of that is that we did do hard copies and left them in each one of the high schools. So if they needed to get a hard copy, they could do that. But this is the first year we've transitioned to an online application. And you know, we're still working with that, and we're going to improve what we do. But I know that it's much more challenging for kids, for sure, to be able to upload, you know, their grades and be able to upload, you know, their 1040s and, you know, and their essay. So yes, it's definitely more complicated than it's been. And that may be one of the impediments.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, you have conversations with guidance counselors. There's still guidance counselors in the schools, right? Like,
well, they're not in this. Yeah, right. They're still part of
A part of, you know, your education. Yeah. You know,
for sure. For sure.
So I don't know. Are all the schools open? Like, are they doing some kind of hybrid? I don't know what the situation is.
Not in the high schools. Not in high schools. But the middle schools, yes. And also in the younger grades, you know, from kindergarten to fifth grade. They're in school.
Oh, okay. Okay. And, see, I'm out that game. I have no more children in school. So I am not really on top of who is in school now that I don't have that concern.
Well, I don't have any kids in school either, but we walk by Edgewood School when we do our walk in the morning. And so I can see
people, the little kids.
I see the little kids.
Plus, you know, I mean, you have to know what's going on because, you know, you have a scholarship that needs kids to apply. So you're in a better place to understand that than I.
I do
have teachers who listen in to the show.
That's good.
So that's good. So hopefully you teachers out there, all my educator friends, let's get these kids applying to these scholarships so they can get some money to go to school. Because kids are still applying to colleges.
That's right? For sure. Yeah.
Still applying.
Well, I was reading an article yesterday that said that there are more kids applying to UConn than ever before. So, yeah, they're definitely
applying. And did they say why?
They didn't say why. I don't think they've determined the reason why, but because maybe they're not comfortable going out of state, that may be one of the reasons. And the other one is that tuition is much less for an in-state student at UConn than it is, you know, to go to someplace in Massachusetts or New York or wherever.
Yeah. And you know what? Here's the thing. A lot of schools still have not reopened their doors, right? So if you got into a school, you couldn't readily go because some schools, like my boss at the Inner City newspaper, his daughter got into a school in Massachusetts, and she got in last year, and she's just now going now. Like they just took her to school because they just opened, they just reopened
to
allow freshmen to come to school. So I could see how UConn could be somebody's first choice out of Connecticut if other schools are still not open, or you know, they'd have to virtually go to class anyway, so be home.
Well, I have a nephew that's at Rice University in Texas, and he's in the dorm and most of his classes are virtual.
Wow. That's interesting that they're on campus but can't gather in classes, so they've got to, you know, virtually learn from their dorms.
Yeah. I think you might have one or two classes that you actually attend, but most of them are virtual. So, you know, it's interesting times. It's a very unnerving times. And hopefully the kids who are from the city of New Haven who want to go to college and want to go to a technical school will apply. And hopefully we can help them make that process happen.
So how has your fundraising efforts been since the pandemic? I would imagine you're still raising money for these scholarships.
We are. Every once in a while, we get an anonymous donation. This year, we got an anonymous donation of $77,000.
Wow.
So,
it wasn't
so there are people that still believe in the work that we do. And then there's, you know, there's the $25 and there's $100 and $1,000. We reach out twice a year. We do two newsletters and, you know, a fundraiser. And we also apply for, or we're part and parcel of the Great Give, which is run by the Community Foundation. And then every once in a while we get lucky. There's a family that passed away down in Florida that somehow knew about us, and we're part and parcel of their legacy. And hopefully that'll come through. It's been a couple of years, but it's close to $200,000. And you know, that goes a long way to help kids, because the more, as they say, the more we get, the more we give. And one last thing, I want to make sure I get this in, is that we're a volunteer board. And as a result of volunteer board, every dollar that's donated to New Haven Scholarship Fund goes to kids. We don't have overhead. You know, I'm not paid. None of the people on the committee are paid. And we do it because of our desire to want to make a difference in the world.
So you don't have a staff.
Well, we have one administrative assistant who works part time, and that's it.
Okay.
And that comes off revenue that we have in investments. So that's a spinoff of that. So we can actually say that every dollar that is donated is money that goes to kids.
And that's important. Do you think that's important? I think that's important.
Well, I think it's real important. I mean, you know, there's some organizations and nonprofits that are taking 18-20% off the top. Mm-hmm. And we're not taking anything off the top. Mm-hmm. So I think that's important.
So so in getting yourselves ready for your fundraising year, so what does that look like? How do you all talk about how to fundraise during these pandemic times? I'm interested in how do you continue to do this work when you can't actually go see people, you can't gather people, you can't, I mean, you have to really be on that phone or on that computer, asking.
That's how it's done. You know, and we have a mailing list of over 1,000 people. We have over 1,000 people who have been previous recipients of our scholarship that we are in contact with. And we're always looking, you know, for the community to step up. You know, there are lots of people who've moved into the community who are developers, you know, who have bought in terms of their wanting to reap benefit from the community. And I'm hoping at some point in time that we can reach out to them, that someone will make a connection so that we can talk to them about, you know, establishing a scholarship in their honor. So that not only can they profit from it, but they can also give something back.
I like that. Okay, so how many kids have come through? How many kids have gotten scholarships from its inception?
Well, it's over 9,000.
Wow.
9,
you gotta be pretty proud of that.
Well,
9,000.
For sure. And, you know, there are some kids that reach back out to us and thank us and are very grateful for what we've done, and saying things like, well, we never could have done this if it hadn't been for you. And I know that there's a lot of kids who financially struggle. And as a result of that struggle, sometimes have to drop out. And, you know, that's something that I'd like to repair if it's possible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so so I guess there is a mechanism in which you all stay in touch with past winners, previous winners of the scholarship.
Yeah. Previous recipients. Yes, we do. Yeah. It's MailChimp.
Well, then I think I need to have a conversation with you, Jeff, about maybe creating a small scholarship, ongoing scholarship in my name as part of my legacy to this community and to the scholarship. But I mean, because it really did make all the difference for me going off to college. And I kind of like that idea. You know, when I saw the Tulo family do it, and because I know Ken, I was so moved by that. And I thought anybody could do this. Like anybody can, you know, and it doesn't have to be a ridiculous, you don't have to be a millionaire to give back. And I think that's the bigger message, that people think, well, what's $100 going to do? $100 could do a lot for a kid going off to school.
Well, if there's 100 people doing it.
Right, right. Right.
It's, you know, if a lot of people give a little, you know, we come up with the same equation, which is that it's all beneficial to our kids. Is that the picture that's above your head?
Uh-huh.
Is that Mitch Rembert? Is that?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. From the feet, it looked like. Have you ever seen?
Yes, I do. These are Mr. Johnson. These are works from Mr. Johnson, and these are reproductions from when he did a show at MoMA.
Okay.
Metropolitan Museum of Modern Art. So
very similar. Very similar.
Yeah. So Yeah.
All right. So, you want to talk to me about establishing, you know, something? We'll talk about that later, and yes. You know, we can encourage other people to do it.
I want other people to do it.
Let's make a difference in the world. You know, you can hold on to it as long as you want, but can't use it when you're gone.
That's right. So the application deadline is what? March 15th. At the website, they can go to the website, New Haven Scholarship.
Harry can maybe post it again. Harry.
Is Harry around? Harry is around.
Harry.
NewHavenScholarshipFund.org. Is it .org?
Yep, NewHavenScholarshipFund.org. And then the information is right on the website to tell you how to apply.
Okay. And then people will get back to somebody. So yes, I hope people who are listening, if you know kids who are going off to school or who would like to go off to school, reach out, go to the website. I appreciate you coming on this morning, Jeff. I it's nice to see you. It's nice to know that in 2021, the Scholarship Fund is still moving forward and thriving.
Yes, we are. And hopefully, you know, it will be for many years after, you know, I've given up my role in the organization. Hopefully people will take up the charge.
Well, you're not going to give up your role anytime soon, right? You're still going to be.
Not this week anyway.
Not this week.
Not this week.
All right. So 9,000 scholarships have been given. Over 9,000 scholarships have been given out since
1959.
Since 1959, one woman had a vision and a dream and $400 and sent some kids off to Southern Connecticut College in those days, Southern Connecticut State University, and it is still going strong. The New Haven Scholarship Fund is still here, still supporting kids going off to school. So that's a wonderful thing. And you still host the awards on the green and on the church.
We didn't because, in fact, there were so many people there that it got too hot. Usually it's a day that, you know, that's sweltering. So we moved it over to Career where it's air conditioned. So we'll see what happens with that. And it also holds 800 people, which is what we get for an award ceremony. You know, you got 200 kids.
Yeah.
Right. And then you have the parents and, you know, maybe a grandparent, maybe a brother, sister. So it's a wonderful thing for these kids, you know, to be honored for the hard work.
Mm-hmm. And so have you all thought about what you're going to do virtually? You're going to have some kind of virtual ceremony this year because you can't gather. So I would imagine it would be some kind of virtual scholarship.
We're in the process. I mean, it's a conundrum because, you know, how do you get 200 kids, you know, to be on a Zoom meeting, or how do you do it virtually unless, in fact, you do it per school, and which may be a way that we'll have to go about it. I'm not sure yet.
Well, lots of people have done virtual events. I've gone to quite a few virtual galas, virtual awards. So it can be done, you know, people are doing it. And
I should talk to you about that later, because maybe you could give us some insight into one that you've done. Maybe I can get contact with someone who could help us out.
Yes. Call Dan Fitzmaurice over at the Arts Council of Greater New Haven. They might be able to say, I know they will, because we've done it. We did our arts awards virtually. It was wonderful. So.
Would you text me that if you'd be so kind?
Yes, I will. Happily. Well, happily. As soon as I finish my set this morning, I'll get the word out to you.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Jeff, for
Thank you, Babs. It's great to see you. It's great
I'm
to
sorry
see
we're not in live and living color together, but it's nice too.
Soon.
It's nice to see you. It's nice to see you.
Thank you so much.
And good to know you're well. So New Haven Scholarship Fund, folks, newhavenscholarshipfund.org. Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, Babs.
Take care.
Okay, you too. Bye.